Good evening and welcome to this committee meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name's Tony Nixon and I'll be chairing this meeting. Just a couple of points before we start. If you've got a mobile phone, can you please put it on silent and can ask members of the public to refrain from commenting from the gallery. On my right I have officers from the Planning Department and on my left I've got officers from the Love and Administration Department. Officers from the Planning Department will present each application separately as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes. I'll indicate when you have 1 minute left to sum up. Ward members are entitled to speak for 5 minutes. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, which will be published on the Council's website. Members of the committee are reminded they do not enjoy any immunity as enjoyed by their colleagues in Parliament, and members may only deal with the planning applications before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. We can now move on to the agenda. Item 1 is minutes of the previous meeting of Tuesday the 14th of November, which was in two parts. Does anyone wish to propose approval of those minutes?
I'll propose, Chairman.
You have a second. All those in favour? Do we have any apologies?
Councillor Phillips and Councillor McEwen, who's been substituted by Councillor Fordham.
Thank you. Are there any declaration of members' interests or lobbying?
Sheila Wow.
No. Delegated applications will be circulated separately. Item 5, planning applications. I believe the only one's been withdrawn.
Yes, Chairman. The applicant's agent withdrew the application earlier this afternoon, so you have no decision to make on the application.
Any comments on the planning appeals, pages 15 to 19? Don't have any enforcement matters. So moving on to the item 8, which is the planning application validation criteria that's been put forward for adoption. I'll pass over to Ed.
Thank you. So as per your agenda, the council must adopt a validation criteria every 2 years. The current criteria was adopted in August 2021. As a recap from when this came to committee in August, the validation criteria is important because it enables the validation team to request documents which the case officer will require in order to properly assess an application. And requesting these documents at the validation stage reduces potential delays and issues during consideration of the application. Following the committee meeting in August, the revised validation criteria has been through an 8-week consultation period. Representations have been considered with a number of amendments made as a consequence. The amendments are set out in the agenda, and since the agenda was published, the biodiversity net gain elements have been revised in accordance with new legislation. And also, since the agenda was published, the MPPF, a new MPPF, has been published, and paragraph numbers will need to be updated. As you can see on the slides, the first slide shows a new section, which is section 22. This is within the national requirements. So this sets out the requirements in terms of biodiversity net gain, and this will become mandatory from January next year. And the second slide shows the amendments. The top is reference 5 as reported in the agenda, and the bottom is the updates following legislative updates. The amendments are in the final column in terms of what information is required and where to look for more advice. Again, this is in line with the new legislation. The recommendation to committee is that the validation criteria is adopted as per the agenda and the amendments set out in the presentation, and also subject to updating references to the National Planning Policy Framework throughout as the policy driver in column 3 on the slides. And I'd be happy to answer any queries the committee may have on any elements of that. Thank you.
Just a quick query on the biodiversity net gain. I thought it was only developments over certain sites that had to adhere to this. Is it now all developments from residential through?
It'll be any planning application, any major planning application from January.
Yep.
And then any other application from April next year. And I believe that household developments are effectively withdrawn from that process.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Other planning applications.
Yes, Councillor Jones.
Can I just ask who was consulted when it went to have a consultation?
What groups of people or what?
Not individually, I don't
think. I'm going to exhaustive list to hand. We went to a number of consultees, statutory consultees, other consultees that we deal with generally, parish councils, a list of planning agents, and it was publicised.
Fairly wide.
Yeah, and then publicised for people online too.
And there's also, if I may, Chairman, did you spend a lot of time on this?
Enough, yes.
Thank you.
Did any parish councils respond to the consultation request?
We had one response. I don't recall who it was, but yeah, we had one response from a parish council. It was out of about 11 or 12 representations in all.
One final one. So, where it says household fees, replace 206 with the relevant fee. What do you think the relevant fee may be?
The fee legislation was amended, came into force on the 6th of December. It currently is £258, but every April from 2025 it'll increase by 10%. So, rather than amending this document every year,
this
reference to the relevant fee makes sense.
Okay.
Anyone else? Do we have a proposal to adopt?
I propose we adopt the criteria as listed in the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
We have a second to that. All those in favour? The criteria is then adopted. Well, that concludes the meeting. So I wish you all, the officers and the members, a happy Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.